Strengthening cybersecurity in pension funds, the impact of Joint Standard 2 of 2024. Cybersecurity has become a critical concern for financial institutions, particularly pension funds, which manage vast amounts of sensitive personal and financial data. Recognizing the growing risks, South Africa's Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, and the Prudential Authority, PA, introduced Joint Standard 2 of 2024, Cybersecurity and Cyber Resilience Requirements. This regulation sets out minimum cybersecurity standards to ensure financial institutions adopt robust security measures to protect assets and sensitive information. Why cybersecurity matters for pension funds? Pension funds are prime targets for cyber attacks due to the large sums of money they manage and the personal data they store. With the introduction of the two-pot system, which increases transaction flexibility, the risk exposure has grown significantly. Cyber threats such as data breaches, ransomware attacks, and phishing scams can compromise member data, disrupt operations, and erode trust in the financial system. Key requirements of Joint Standard 2 of 2024, Cybersecurity and Cyber Resilience. The Joint Standard outlines several essential cybersecurity measures that pension funds must implement. Cybersecurity strategy and framework. Institutions must establish a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy that adapts to evolving threats and ensures resilience. Risk assessments. Regular security risk assessments must be conducted to identify vulnerabilities in critical operations and information assets. Access controls. Strict access control policies must be enforced, limiting data access to authorized users and devices. Incident response protocols. Funds must develop robust incident management policies to detect, respond to, and recover from cyber attacks. Data protection measures. Institutions must implement data loss prevention policies and cryptographic key management strategies to safeguard sensitive information. Regulatory reporting. Financial institutions are required to notify authorities of material cyber incidents and comply with reporting guidelines. The role of pension fund trustees. Trustees of pension funds bear the ultimate responsibility for ensuring compliance with Joint Standard 2 of 2024. Even when cybersecurity functions are outsourced to administrators or service providers, trustees must oversee and enforce adherence to regulatory requirements. This includes reviewing privacy policies, securing agreements with service providers, and maintaining oversight of cybersecurity strategies. Preparing for the future. With the ongoing evolution of cyber threats, pension funds must continue investing in cybersecurity awareness programs, conduct regular audits, and leverage advanced security technologies that are crucial in safeguarding retirement savings against cyber incidents. Non-compliance with Joint Standard 2 of 2024 can have serious financial consequences for pension funds, affecting their stability, reputation, and regulatory standing. Here are the key financial implications. 1. Regulatory fines and penalties. Pension funds that fail to meet cybersecurity requirements may face substantial fines imposed by the FSCA and the PA. These penalties can be severe, particularly if negligence leads to a data breach or cyber attack. 2. Personal liability for trustees. Trustees of pension funds hold ultimate responsibility for cybersecurity compliance. If a fund experiences a cyber incident due to non-compliance, trustees could face personal liability for financial losses suffered by members. This could lead to legal action and reputational damage. 3. Increased operational costs. Failure to comply may result in higher costs due to reactive cybersecurity measures, legal fees, and remediation expenses following a cyber attack. Investing in cybersecurity proactively is far more cost-effective than dealing with breaches after they occur. 4. Reputational damage and loss of trust. A cybersecurity breach caused by weak security frameworks can severely damage a pension fund's reputation. Members may lose confidence in the fund's ability to protect their assets, leading to withdrawals and reduced contributions, which can impact financial stability. 5. Legal liabilities and lawsuits. Non-compliance could expose pension funds to legal action from affected members or third parties. If personal data is compromised due to inadequate security measures, institutions may face lawsuits, settlements, and regulatory scrutiny. 6. Business disruptions. Cyber incidents caused by weak security frameworks can lead to operational downtime, affecting pension fund transactions, member services, and administrative functions. This disruption can result in financial losses and additional recovery costs. 7. Increased regulatory oversight. Institutions that fail to comply may be subject to heightened regulatory scrutiny, requiring them to submit additional reports, undergo audits, and implement corrective measures. This can divert resources from core operations and increase compliance costs. To avoid these financial risks, pension funds must ensure full compliance with Joint Standard 2 of 2024, investing in cybersecurity infrastructure, training, and governance frameworks. As cyber risks continue to develop, Joint Standard 2 of 2024 serves as a vital regulatory framework, ensuring that pension funds remain resilient in the face of digital challenges. By prioritizing cybersecurity, trustees and administrators can protect members' financial futures while maintaining trust in the pension system. However, this performance has come with substantial volatility, even exceeding 100% over a 2-year rolling period. While volatility has moderated, it remains a key concern for long-term investors, such as retirement funds, where even a small allocation could introduce disproportionate risk. Fiduciaries must carefully assess whether such volatility aligns with the retirement fund's investment objectives and the risk tolerance of its members. Kaketso Mopeng Plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts.